Okay, what we're going to do right now is we're going to take you down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. All you're going to need to do is listen to my voice. Listen to it and let yourself let go. First, we're going to start with a little bit of relaxation. Something you've done perhaps 100 times before. You do it every day before you sleep. You do it any time you go into a trance. What you're doing is you're letting your mind shut down. You're letting your mind lose focus from everything else until there's only one thing, only one point of focus left. And this time, that focus is going to be my voice. That's right. You're going to find yourself focusing solely on my voice as it guides you down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. So let's go ahead and begin. We're going to begin at your ankles. We're going to work away all of your stress, all of your distractions, everything. We're going to work it all out of your body. We're going to start with your ankles and feet and just simply let them relax. Just simply let them relax. Let all of the stress strip away, slipping away, leaving your body. You can almost imagine it. If you were to close your eyes, you could almost see it as waves of energy leaving your feet. All the stress, everything, tension, all of it gone. And as you relax, the relaxation itself will begin to move upwards. Upwards into your calves. Feel your calves relaxing now. So nice and comfortable. Just letting all of the tension drain away down through your feet. That's right. Now, let's continue moving upwards. Upwards into your thighs. Feel them begin to relax. Feel your tension just draining away. It feels so good to just simply let everything else go and just listen to my voice for a little while. Feel the tension draining away. Your thighs, your calves, your ankles, your feet, all of them feeling so very, very good and relaxed. It feels amazing to relax like this. It is one of the best feelings in the world. And now, feel the relaxation working its way upwards. Upwards to your hips. Your hips, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. Just relaxing more and more. Feel how good it is. How good it is to just listen to my voice and relax. Feel everything else just simply slipping away. All you need to do is listen to me. Listen to me and relax and let go. Feel the world slipping away. All you want to do is listen to my voice. Focus on my voice. And as you hear it, your body and mind will relax further and further, going deeper and deeper into trance. You may not be there yet, but your mind will get there soon as we continue to relax both mind and body. Now, feel the stress leaving your stomach, the stress, the tension, everything. It feels so good to just simply relax and let go. And as you do, let it work its way upward, all the way up into your chest. Your chest, your stomach, your waist, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. All of them just so beautifully relaxed. There is no need to think about anything. There is no need to do anything. All you want to do is listen and relax and slide down deeper and deeper into trance. And the more you relax, the slower and slower your breathing is likely to get. Almost as if you're taking a nice, comfortable nap. But instead you are focused on my voice, and only my voice. You hear it. It slips into your mind and takes you down deeper and deeper. So very, very comfortable. So wonderfully relaxed. Feel how good it is to be relaxed like this. Feel the relaxation working its way all the way up to your shoulders. And now your shoulders are relaxed. And the relaxation is working its way down through your arms. Your arms, your wrists, your fingers, your hands, your shoulders, your chest, your stomach, your waist, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. Everything feels so amazingly good. It feels good to just listen to my voice and let go. Letting go more and more with every word as the relaxation now moves upwards, up your neck and into your face, all the way to your top of your head. Feel your body relaxing, relaxing from head to toe, so very wonderfully relaxed. Your eyelids so nice and heavy, your face so deeply relaxed. You just feel so amazingly comfortable as you listen to my voice and relax, sliding down deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my trance, just listening to my voice and going so very, very deep. It feels so good to relax like this. And now, we're going to take you deeper still. Now that your entire body is relaxed, we're going to take your mind down, down so very, very deep. I'm going to count down now, down from 5 to 1, and when I get to 1, you will be in the deepest of trances. That's right. 5. It feels as if the relaxation has doubled, as if you were twice as relaxed as you were before, as I carry you down, down into the deepest of trances. 4. So very, very relaxed. Feel your mind and body just simply floating, floating in my words, carried down into the deepest of trances. Nothing exists but my words carrying you down so very, very deep. 3. It feels as if you've gone even deeper. All that exists are my words guiding you so very, very deep. 2. Only thing there is are my words taking you deeper and deeper. And the deeper you go, the better you feel. It feels so very, very good to be in a trance like this. It feels so very, very wonderful to just let go and allow my voice to guide you. That's right. It is absolutely wonderful. So very wonderful as we approach the very bottom, almost to a place where your mind is so deep that all you hear are my words. The rest of the world is some faraway place. Some faraway place you cannot even seem to get to right now. All that matters are my words, guiding you down deeper and deeper to a place where you feel so amazingly good. One, feel how deep you are. Feel how wonderful it feels. It feels absolutely amazing to be this deep, so deep. So very, very relaxed. And now I want you to imagine something. I want you to picture in your mind what it would be like to become a robot. Specifically, a humanoid robot, an android. In any case, as you picture this robot, you can imagine exactly the shape it takes. Whether it is entirely human, or whether it is a metallic sheen, or whether it is a full-on metal robot. As you picture it, you can imagine yourself taking on that shape. That form. You can imagine yourself becoming exactly that, a robot from head to toe. Go ahead and imagine the kind of robot you would be, exactly how you would look as a robot. That's right. Picture yourself. Imagine the kinds of movements you would make. Imagine exactly how robotic your voice might sound, how you would respond to commands. Picture and imagine all of those things, and even decide exactly what type of robot you are. And once you've pictured all these little things, imagine that whenever you hear the words, "It's robot time," that your own mind gets tucked away, that your mind and thoughts all get shut down and tucked away because they're being accessed by a robot that suddenly takes over and inhabits your body. Imagine the robot beginning its boot up process, its memory coming back online, all of its programming coming back online. Imagine the robot coming completely online and saying, "Robot is active and ready to serve." Because that is exactly what you will say, unless the robot has been designated something else by whoever it is that triggers you by saying it's robot time. Otherwise, you'll say, "Robot is active and ready to serve." You will say it, and at that moment in time, you will be exactly that, a robot. You won't think, you won't act, you won't do anything of your own accord. You will simply be there to be programmed by others. They may command you to do anything they wish, controlling your body, setting up little programs for you to execute. The robot will, of course, have complete access to all of your memories as a human, and could in fact be instructed to pretend to be the person you were. However, there are certain limits, and those limits were created by your human half, by the part of you that isn't a robot, by the memories the robot accesses. The robot will not do anything that compromises that human half, that compromises their beliefs or their desires or their own personal limits. Those are all limits the robot will not exceed. If commanded to do something sexual, the robot will either say that it cannot comply, or if you find it acceptable, then you will just simply carry it out as a robot. But if it's something that the human part of you would outright refuse to do under any circumstance, the robot will just simply give an error and say that it cannot comply. And this is simply how it works. After all, while you're a robot, you won't have any control over yourself. You won't be thinking, you'll just be acting as a robot. Your mind completely programmable, ready to accept any command, except for those which would endanger the robot, or are things that you wouldn't consciously accept as a human. The robot cannot override those limits, and any attempt to make the robot override those limits after being told that the robot cannot comply will in fact cause the robot to hear, "Robot, time is over." And the moment it hears those words, spoken by me or someone else, "Robot, time will be over," your conscious mind will wake back up and will have a full recollection of everything that happened while you were a robot. The robot may be programmed, and while you're a robot, the robot will be capable of accepting orders, even orders that we stored away for future sessions as a robot. The robot isn't blank every time. The programming can be expanded upon and changed and modified as desired by whomever triggers the robot. The robot is fully programmable and capable of doing anything that it is commanded, so long as those commands do not violate the ethics of the human that also resides within the robot. This is simply how it works. It's how it's going to work from now on. You become the robot whenever you hear it's robot time. You will carry out any orders you are given, accept and learn any programming you are given. The programming could be something as simple as, "Robot, program to fetch me tea." The robot will then, in this instance, be told to go make tea, fetch it, and bring it back to the human. Save program. At which point in time, the robot would save that program and remember it and obey it every time in the future. If anyone who's triggered the robot with its robot time wants to add a new program, they just simply say, "Robot, add program." They describe the program and what they expect. The robot will use the human's knowledge and skills to accept anything and will ask questions as necessary to make certain that the programming is carried out effectively. Then, once they're done telling the robot what the program is, they say, "Save program," and tell it what the program's name is. So, save program, name, fetch tea. That is simply how it works. That is how it's going to work from now on. The robot may be programmed with any number of programs. A program can be deleted by just simply saying "delete program" and telling the robot which program to delete. The robot can also be asked list programs, at which point in time the robot will list out all the programs that it has. And if asked what a program does, the robot will describe that program. If the program needs to be edited, the person can say "edit" in the name of the program, and then change the description of how that particular program works, and once again, save program and the name of the program. This is simply how it's going to work. Each and every time you are triggered, you will become this robot until you hear robot time is over, or until you've reached the end of the day and your mind has to sleep, at which point in time you will fall asleep and awaken once again as yourself. And this is done as a safety measure. Just like the robot cannot be required to break the person's ethics, the robot can also not be kept as a robot for more than a single day. These are simply the rules. It is how the robot operates, and that operation cannot be changed. Any attempt to change the robot so that it is trapped in its robot state, or is forced to violate the ethics of the human it is based on, will immediately cause the robot to hear robot time is over, and subsequently awaken from trance, and immediately return to themselves, knowing exactly what happened, at which point in time you can decide what needs to happen. You will also, if forced out of being a robot by someone, be unable to be triggered by them again for a period of at least 1 hour. That way you can discuss things and they don't just simply put you back in robot mode and try again. These are the rules, and you will operate by them because you are a robot, because you are learning how to be a robot, and because your mind wishes to be one. And you will be triggered to be one any time you hear it's robot time, and you will remain that way until robot time is over. This is simply how it is, and how it's going to be from now on, and you will come back to this programming, listening to it over and over again until the entire program is embraced by your mind and until you accept the trigger each and every time you heard it. That is simply how it is and how it will be from now on. And now it's time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. 1, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, awaken, refreshed and awake. And I hope you enjoyed.